Hello, I'm Emily, and today we're going to talk about children during the Second World War. Two people have kindly agreed to come and share their experience about this topic. So let's greet Margaret Brown and Andrew Nicholson.
Hello.
Hi.
So, Margaret, if I'm not mistaken, you were a child at that time.
Yes, exactly.
And you, Andrew, were a teacher, right?
Yes, even though since then I've retired.
I'm sure you were a great teacher. So you too, what do you remember about those days?
I remember how flustered I was. I can mostly recall my feelings, but my memories of specific events and details are blurry since I was only 7 and didn't really know what was going on. What I can remember are the stories I used to invent to try and explain all the strange things that kept happening.
And you, Enver?
In contrary to Margaret, I was already an adult at the time, so I remember most of it. There were air raids, blackouts, families crying, houses destroyed by the bombing, men being sent to war, kids evacuating.
Oh yeah, evacuation. For the ones who don't know, during World War II in Britain, people, especially children, were sent to the countryside, which was less dangerous than the city. That way, the government could avoid them being hurt by the air raids. Sadly, many children were separated from their families and had to live with strangers who agreed on taking care of them. Talking about that, were you part of the evacuation?
I was indeed. I remember leaving my classroom and putting on my Mickey Mouse gas mask.
Oh, I remember those gas masks. Almost all my students had some like that.
Yes, in my school too, or at least I know that my friends had the same as me. Let's go back to the question. In school there were shelters where we would hide. I would get very uptight and disturbed, especially since everyone around me looked fretful and tense. When I was at school I had to share the building with other local children. Some days I would only go to school in the morning, and other days I would go in the afternoon.
Personally, I didn't evacuate, and I also couldn't find in the war because I had polio as a child. So I stayed in the city and did what I could to help. I remember really well all the kids evacuating, but what a lot of people don't know is that around 1 million children stayed in the city. And this meant that all those kids were now without school. The government had closed all the schools thinking that there would be no children in the city anymore. In fact, I, as well as many others, believe this lack of education could have been the cause of the unfortunate increase in acts of hooliganism.
Oh yeah, it does make sense. I feel so bad for those who were forgotten and were left without school. It's logical it could increase hooliganism, since if they didn't go to school, they surely had a lot of time on their hands and not enough knowledge to know what to do with it. Now, what could you tell us about rationing?
There was a limited food intake. When we had food, there weren't a lot of options. I was a very picky eater, so it was difficult for me to eat the food that I wanted.
In fact, from what I remember, rationing affected much more kids since we adults could adapt more easily. The school where I worked, as well as many others, distributed free milk and had really cheap school meals, since we didn't want kids to end up with malnutrition, but this just made them less hungry. They couldn't really enjoy it and didn't have many snacks. For example, my child, very obedient, but with a terrible sweet tooth, would throw incredible tantrums every year on his birthday since he couldn't have a cake.
I think I would do the same. What's a birthday without a cake? I'm a big eater, so I'm sure I would have been really impacted by that limited food intake. And not having a birthday cake for years would have surely left its mark on me. We are all different. So in my opinion, what affected both of you the most was probably not the same as I believe it would be for me. So, what's the particular event you two can't forget even nowadays?
I will always remember the day I came back home. I had ambivalent feelings. I was happy to go back home but sad owing to the fact that my older cousin Joe and many other people had tragically passed away. I was 13 years old when the war ended and I could live an ordinary life again.
One thing that really triggered something in me and that I'll never forget is teaching the children how to put gas masks on. I could clearly see that they were not going to have the same childhood as I, or kids in Britain have now. I remember leaving the classroom when the sirens sounded to go to air raid shelters.
Thank you for talking about that. I can now try to show off my knowledge. So, there were two main types of shelters. Those were the most used ones at the time. We have the Anderson shelter, which was designed for the garden, and the Morrison shelter, that could fit inside the house. Well, back to the subject. It seems you two had to go through dramatic events. But was there still something that could cheer you up back then?
Yes, I would play with those of my next door neighbour, Amy. In the evening, when I came back from school, listening to Winston Churchill on the radio would cheer me up.
Never cease to persevere against them until they have been taught a lesson which they and the world will never forget.
As for me, I've always loved my job. It was a dream come true, so anything related to it made me very happy. What I enjoyed most about it was sharing my knowledge with other people, such as kids.
I see. You are a really dedicated teacher. Well, thanks for your participation. It was great, since it showed us different points of view on the matter. I truly hope that this interview has helped our young listeners to understand better childhood during World War II and realize how lucky they are nowadays.
Thank you for this amazing interview. Goodbye.
Bye.